The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
We'll now hear an electronically generated noise. ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did y'all see Cardi B's thoughts on the government shutdown, though?
I did not. What did she say?
Oh, she had some thoughts. I think it's must listen to.
Did you agree with her?
You can't play. Of course I agree with her. I'm Team Jamel.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because Cardi B is Team Jamel.
You don't know that.
Jamel retweeted her.
That doesn't mean Cardi B is on her side.
Yeah. We're all one team. Me, Cardi B, Jamel.
Seems like one of these things is not like the other.
What about Todd? He wants to talk about the Rams running backs. Shortest wait times in the business. What do you say, Todd?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, first of all, John, you are so woke, man.
See?
It leaves me in awe. I just can't believe how woke you really are.
Thank you.
Awesome. Real quick, I saw a report come out. There was a couple of different linemen. I want to say one of them was Whitworth, and I don't remember the other one. I believe it was the center for the Rams that said 90% of the plays that they ran, they knew what the Dallas defense was going to run because they had picked up their hand signals and they hadn't changed them. Anyway, it was two separate offensive linemen that said that. And, I mean, it makes sense to me because Dallas's defense had done pretty well against the run. And, I mean, they got destroyed by Jerome Bettis, who set out, you know, three-quarters of the season. I don't see them having that success against the Saints. You know, I think that was a fluke situation where that was ill preparation maybe by the Cowboys coaching staff or something. I don't see that happening to the Saints. And quick, my second point is I know it would never happen, but if there was a year-long lockout like you were talking about, not only affecting the young players, but with where the league is right now, if you have to sit out and miss a whole year, Drew Brees is running out of years. Tom Brady is running out of years, you know. You've got a lot of big stars that are aging, you know, and sitting out a whole year definitely would not help them. Now, I mean, I know the owners wouldn't miss out on all that money, missing an entire season, but, I mean, that would be big on the star veterans in the league as well as the youngsters coming up. I'll hang up and listen.
There's no good scenarios in any sport where missing a season is good. Now, what it can do is create leverage to get salaries under control. And they could potentially do that. But it's a big deal. Every time you give in to something, because the players now are really feeling themselves with salaries, right? We've never seen it to where the players in all sports feel like, other than baseball, which has been overvalued superstars, they've had it so good for so long. Obviously, once they get past the 6 years of of servitude without being free agents. But now they realize, now baseball's getting a little smarter with their high-dollar contracts, not giving out the dumb stuff. But well, I mean, well, they still do.
We'll see.
They still do, but it's a lot harder to get those deals. Yeah, I mean, there's where's Machado signed?
Yeah.
Where's Harper signed? Where's Keuchel signed? Where are any of these guys? It's unbelievable. Did Charlie Morton officially sign anywhere? Yeah. He did sign, right? Yeah. Where did he end up?
He's in Tampa? He's in...
Because New York was taking a look at him, and then they ended up bailing on him.
I forget. A mediocre team signed, but that's good for Charlie.
So, I think that when you look at football, I think there's going to be a thought that football players are going to say, we got the owners on the ropes. Look at Kirk Cousins' deal. Kirk Cousins gets the whole thing guaranteed.
Yeah, the race.
This is going to be our run at getting guaranteed contracts. And I think the NFL players are going to try to make a run at getting fully guaranteed contracts. The owners are never going to give in to that because there's probably going to be an idea that the elite players may get that or quarterbacks may get that. So I think we're in for a pretty good fight.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about collective bargaining agreements and lockouts. That's going to be awesome.
No, that's good
stuff.
That's
my favorite. That's my favorite radio right there. We got some other stuff that we absolutely have to get to.
I feel like football has had a bumpy last couple of years. Let me tell you what they really don't need is a lockout to piss people off.
Yeah.
They really don't need that.
Especially since they bounced back this year.
Yeah.
They bounced back this year. You got the Charles Barkley? So yesterday we were talking about this, and I was listening to Stephen A., and Stephen A. couldn't have been prouder of Kyrie and how, you know, that young buck called LeBron, and, you know, he admitted that he was wrong, or you know, he admitted that, man, well, I was young and dumb, and now I see young and dumb, and so I know what you were going through there, LeBron. Well, Charles Barkley, if you didn't hear Kyrie basically said that it's hard to build a winner and get these guys to all buy in to being a winner. Well, Charles Barkley had some thoughts on Kyrie telling the media how he called LeBron and admitted all of this stuff.
What did you think when you heard that revelation from
I didn't like it at all.
From Kyrie?
I didn't like it at all, number one. It seemed like he was saying, we're losing because of these guys. They're young. They don't know how to win. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals without him last year. Ernie, you don't have to tell people you're a leader. Just be a leader. That kid played great last night. The assists were important. That's one of the few games I've seen where he really made a conscious effort to make everybody around him better. But this notion where I call LeBron because he taught me how to be a leader. Well, then be a leader. You don't have to tell us you're a leader. I did not like it at all because what he said to me, I get through the BS, Ernie. Hey, we're losing because these young guys in the locker room. And I didn't like it at all.
He can't be more right. I don't think.
That's what I said yesterday. I couldn't believe that you got to tell everybody, listen, guys, I just think you need to know this about me.
Well, and the whole, well, these guys over here, I got to teach them. They're young and dumb.
Because.
And they were a game away. Actually, they were minutes away, right? That game 7 against the Cavs last year?
Yeah.
They were literally minutes away from going to the NBA Finals without Kyrie.
I don't have a problem with any of that stuff. The only problem I have is that I don't think you need to be telling everyone your business. We've never, ever been in an era where everyone tells their business so much. You just have to tell everyone what's going on. Like, hey, I don't know if you guys have all the insight into what's going on in the locker room, but here's this.
Here.
Hey, I'm going to ask you about... Remember the worst of all? It's the point guard for the Lakers.
Oh, D'Angelo.
D'Angelo Russell, who tapes his teammate and
puts it out there.
And puts it on. I mean, that breaks so many codes. I don't even know. He should have been banned from the league. He should have got a lifetime ban for that.
That's the best.
He should have got pummeled into a million pieces by everybody on his team. Should have said, this is the kind of rat stuff we're dealing with here.
Yeah. No,
and he should have got literally beaten in the showers of his own teammate. I couldn't believe he set a teammate up and then put it on social media. I mean, what's wrong with your people, the millennials, Dale? What is wrong with your millennial people?
His people are Miami Hurricane. Who behind the scenes are paying for abortions.
And people in Baytown.
All right, paying players.
And?
Okay.
Your point? Your point?
Okay,
it's like
illegal.
College athletics.
Yeah, what's your point?
It's illegal.
That's no, it's, paying for an abortion is not illegal.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, paying for a player's...
That's not illegal.
That is
the NCAA is not the law. It's not illegal. You don't go to jail for that.
No, you can't.
It's illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's illegal by the rules
of a governing body that has no real power in society.
I didn't know that in the rule book. Okay, listen, you can buy him a meal.
You said illegal.
That's worth $5.
No, you said
$5
illegal.
And you can pay for his baby mama's abortion.
You know what? It's not illegal because you don't go to jail for paying for an abortion.
No, illegal by NCAA rules.
That's a rule. It doesn't make it illegal.
Illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
In the NCAA bylaws.
Who cares what they think? Their bylaws are not laws of the land.
Of the land.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Mark Emmert runs the land.
No.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Kind of.
So it's not illegal.
He runs
it's an arbitrary
NCAA
rule.
Land. Except Miami, because nobody can reel them in.
Oh, yeah, because the SEC is known for being upstanding
That's
citizens.
Right. You're damn right there.
Yeah, huh?
We'd never do anything like that.
Uh-huh. So I don't want to hear about illegal because the NCAA doesn't it.
We wouldn't do that.
No, you would just pay for cars.
814.
Move an entire family from Hawaii to Alabama.
And cousins.
Yeah, everybody.
Wait a minute. They came because there are some good opportunities.
Everybody wants to move to Tuscaloosa. Yeah.
You mean the guy who owned like a surfboard place moved to Alabama to continue that?
Yes.
Because there are beaches in different parts
you know
of
what?
Alabama.
You know where? What there's not in Tuscaloosa?
Orange?
Competition.
Where is there in Alabama? There's
surfboard,
beaches.
Yeah, because there's no market.
Sale competition.
There's no competition because there's no market for it.
Thank you. But there was no competition. Time for you, my friend, to talk about Prime Social.
So Prime Social is right down the road. It's at Westheimer between Voss and Dunvale. And if you go, I mean, I can say Voss and Fondren if that helps you out. I like to tighten it up and go Voss and Dunvale. You can even say Voss. And, it's right at Stony Brook in Westheimer if you really want to get super specific. It's a standalone building. I remember when they were building it, it was going to be a sushi restaurant. It was for a little bit. Poorly run, but beautiful inside. And then it became a churrascaria. And then our good friends at Prime got a hold of it, and they brought in a couple of guys, Steve and Brent, who ran card rooms in Las Vegas. So they know what they're doing. So Prime has run, it's a standalone building. It's beautiful. There are over 29 televisions, over 20 tables, beautifully appointed, and they've got great card games in there. And if you want to go get a game, this is the place to go. I remember when it was first being built and first opened, and you know, it'd take a little while to get a cash game going after tournaments. You know, the tournaments were the big thing. Now it's the cash games, and now they're open 24 hours a day from Thursday all the way through Monday. So you can go find a cash game for No Limit Hold'em or Pot Limit Omaha, Fixed Limit Omaha, and of course they have those tournaments every single week going on at noon. 6 days a week, and then on Sunday, it's going to be at 2 o'clock. But get in there for great poker, whether it's cash games or tournaments, great people who run these tournaments and cash games, fantastic food on the menu, and a staff that's there to take care of you. Valet parking, security, everything is there to take care of you so that you have a great, great time and a great weekend. You get a chance to make real money with our friends over at Prime Social. It's the premier card room in the city of Houston, and it's not even close. Make sure you head down to 7801 Westheimer. It's Prime Social.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. That's the first time I've seen it. Did you see the guy that punched that 11-year-old girl?
No.
Oh, my God. It's on Yahoo News. Lawyer claims man who punched 11-year-old girl was defending himself. He literally knocked her out.
How do you defend yourself by punching an 11-year-old.
He pushed her really hard first. She came back at him, and he just knocked her out.
He couldn't have, like, you know, give her the whole Heisman just to keep her away from him?
No.
He had to swing on her?
Well, he was acting in self-defense, his lawyer said, and he suffers from fear. When you see this punch, you're going to go, oh, my God.
How do you get into a scuffle with an 11-year-old? How does that even happen? How do you even get into a situation where you where there's a physical confrontation with an 11-year-old?
He's 250 pounds.
Forget about that.
6'5".
I'm just saying it. A normal sized person.
I don't know what happened.
How does that ever start? How do you even get into a confrontation with an 11-year-old?
I don't know. Where was that?
It was outside of a North Carolina mall. But I don't care. You can.
No.
He knocked her. A left cross that knocked her out.
The obvious thing is why you don't swing on a child. But I don't even know. Some stuff is about managing things. So how do you even get to a point where there's an 11-year-old physically touching you?
I don't know. There were other kids all around.
It could have. Yeah, I don't know. Because now you're going to ask, is this girl might have just been acting crappy or whatever. Who knows?
Yeah, but
just,
you don't.
But yeah, that's not the story.
You don't knock her out.
I just walk away.
Yeah, that's all. You get out of there. Do you guys think that Derek Fisher once dated Jeff Bezos? Is it Bezos or Bezos?
Not sure.
New girlfriend? Is this shocking at all that Derek Fisher once went out with Jeff Bezos' new lover?
Well,
doesn't Jeff Bezos like to smell her or something?
Well, they're in different universes in terms of what Bezos does and what Derek Fisher. So yeah, it's a little surprising. It's just I don't know what his girlfriend, where she comes from, what world she comes from. So maybe not.
Apparently,
we just know Derek Fisher
was with Derek Fisher for a while. And things went south with Anthony Miller. She went with Anthony Miller.
Wait, Anthony Miller, Pig Miller?
No, probably Anthony Miller, Bear? Anthony Miller?
The wide receiver?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like 22.
Then it couldn't have been. Because she went out with NYPD Blue star Henry Simmons. She was with him then. And then they were engaged. And then she ended up getting married to Patrick Whitesell.
Who's that?
Now she's with Jeff. She gets around a little bit.
Who's that? Patrick who?
Patrick Whitesell.
It sounds like she's a little bit of a...
A chaser?
Yeah.
Well, she's with Jeff Bezos. She's got some cash now.
Bezos.
Well, it doesn't sound like she's just married. Just who are you dating right now? Oh, he's a guy that, you know, works as an attorney. Oh, he's a partner? No, not even a partner. He's just coming up. He's good dude. He's working hard, not making as much money right now. Are you going out with him? No, I'm kidding. Why would I ever go out with a loser like that?
Yeah, right.
That's what she tells her friend. Absolutely not.
No. I'm shooting for the stars.
Yeah.
He likes to smell her. Isn't that the one, Bezos? Didn't he send her text messages about smelling her?
Yeah,
or something?
He was a creepy one, yeah.
Yeah, that was creepy. Or there's some kind of video or something.
If you wear a nice perfume or your hair,
it was creepier than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, we can understand why Lance is defending him. Right?
Why am I defending him?
I think we know why.
You like pretty feet.
You like pretty feet. So like we know feet. Why you're defending.
You're going to defend.
You're defending creepiness. Yeah.
I like my wife's.
No,
you didn't say I like my wife's pretty
feet. It's understood. It was there.
Why? Why would it be understood?
Because she has beautiful feet, apparently.
I've never
seen. Yeah, it's understood.
I would know that, but you said you like pretty feet. Mm-hmm. So
I just don't like flicked toes.
But
we're like, hey, what's that one? What's with the beanstalk?
Well, if only you would have pointed that out, because you were very clear about
/John5.
How you like your feet.
Beanstalk? No thanks. Beanstalk toes? No thanks.
I like pretty feet. What?
What? we're going to have Jim Crane going to join us at 10:30 today right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk
is there
to
barbecue him. Coming in again?
No, that's going to be...
it might be a day where you're not
Cobos
here.
Cobos Q is coming in on Monday.
Cobos
Q. So they're going. They heard Bucks on
Monday.
Here yesterday. We're like, hey.
What the heck?
What about...
I know. He's been wanting to come. I just don't even have... I didn't have time to try to set it up.
So Raheel set it up.
Good.
Because you are lazy. Urban Meyer.
27 expected a kickoff. This is like
that's
warm.
Nothing now. I got, damn it. My under bet looks like crap now.
Your son's still going to the game though, right?
Yeah, he's still. I might have to bet the over.
27.
Get out of that thing.
27 feels like it's going to be a little chilly though.
Yeah. No, it's not cold.
You're outside sitting I'm telling you, four hours?
I ought to grab that ticket for him now because with the temperatures going up, the ticket prices will probably go up as well. I mean, zero, you're going to be able to get some cheap tickets. At 27, maybe not so much.
Tell him to pay you back.
No, he's going to pay with his own money from Prime won from Prime. Yeah, no, he's paying for his own. Frankie, not so much. She called me yesterday for $300 Rolling Stone tickets. Rolling Stones are going to New Orleans. They're having a big music festival over weeks.
You tell her that's your problem?
That does sound like a you problem, Frankie.
Drake already knows the deal. You can't go to the MMA gym anymore. You can't roll. He's had MRSA twice from the same gym. He has broken. He has dislocated his thumb or tore a ligament. Had to have surgery on that. I was like, nope, no more. So then he's like, he knew better. He went to, apparently, I got a call from, he had a walking boot because I'm like, I didn't even know about this. Like, hey, I've got these walking boot people say I owe like $350 on insurance. Does that sound right? I'm like, walking boot? I just had a foot injury. I'm like, what'd you get a foot injury from? Just hurt it whenever I was just on a treadmill or something.
Well, wait
like,
a minute. He's your son. He could have been walking and hit a curb. He could have fallen down walking.
I already said, I'm not. And I told him that's like, nah, that's a kickboxing thing. So you'll have to pick that tab up. I don't know about all that. Then I get this yesterday. I think I tore my rotator cuff. How'd you do that? I don't know. It's just, I think I slept on it wrong. Yeah, because sleeping on it wrong is how you tear rotator cuffs. So he's like, do you think I need to go to a doctor? I'm like, nah, you're good. I said, so you're not kickboxing, right? You didn't do any of that stuff? You're not rolling around the gym? He's like, no, I'm not. I said, oh, it's not torn. You're good. Forget it. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Put some ice on it, son.
Because you're not kickboxing and you're not doing jiu-jitsu and you're not doing stuff that will get you hurt, right, that I'm going to have to pay for. Because I've already had to pay, like, out of pocket, thousands for all these things. Thousands. You already know you're banned from all that stuff, at least for me paying, right? So you know that. So that's not, no, I didn't do any of that stuff. I was just trying to get healthy and work out in the gym. Mm. And like, okay, that's fine. So, yeah, and I told him, I said, yeah, you just don't tear your rotator cuff doing regular, like, waiting tables. So you're definitely going to be okay. It's just, you just slept on a run. You're good. You're good. Because I'm waiting for him to just
You don't know how heavy those trays are, though, carrying that food.
I know that you don't usually, they don't usually tear rotator
cuff. Yeah, sometimes.
He's a strong kid.
Yeah, sometimes.
But you know what can tear it? Grappling on the ground, arm bar stuff like that. Yeah. That can do it.
But since
he's not doing that stuff, that's how I can eliminate all that.
You know how?
Because he knows I'm not paying any of that.
You know what else can do it? If you fall on the ground on granite or tile or on marble,
that could hurt.
That could hurt it. Yep. That could tear your rotator cuff.
True story.
That is a true story. And here's the deal: is if you need that stuff, I wouldn't grapple on it. I'm just saying, you should probably use some kind of a mat. What I need you to do is call Jeff Aronoff and get that marble and tile and granite at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite is awesome, people. And Jeff Aronoff is going to put that outdoor patio in for you. He's going to put that. If you're building a pool, okay, and you need all the tile around it. And by the way, you need it. If you're going to have a pool, you need an outdoor kitchen as well. So get it all done at once while they're putting the pool in, all the construction in the backyard. Get this done. Jeff Aronoff can take care of that business for you. Yeah, you're going to have a pool out there and you're not going to have a kitchen. Oh, really? Okay. You need your little refrigerator space. You need your grill. Okay. Oh, what I need you to do is call 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. That's Jeff Aronoff, Absolute Marble and Granite.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Del, we found something for you to do. Apparently, we have an opportunity to go work out with the Cirque du Soleil people. Did you see this?
I didn't.
You didn't? Yeah.
No.
They've got five of us are been invited from the radio station to go work out with the Cirque du Soleil people. It sounds like you. Oh, you were a circus performer, right?
No, I wasn't. What
Why aren't you going?
He was.
No, I wasn't.
No, he ran go-karts. Yeah, well, he was not. Yeah,
I wasn't.
Very similar.
I wasn't a carny.
Snickers or
no,
something.
I didn't.
Very similar.
One of my previous jobs was inside, and I ran laser tag. I did not, there was no deep fried Snickers.
And funnel cake. He ran funnel cake.
There were no funnel cakes because it was a permanent location. We served pizza and popcorn and hot dogs like a bowling alley.
What about funnel
there
cake?
Were no, I just told you.
Did anyone jump off of Shetland ponies?
No. Papa John?
I told you once again. Racist. It was much like a bowling alley.
Were there any clowns?
In fact, there was a bowling alley.
No
clowns.
Do you feel like you'll be at home at Cirque du Soleil?
No, because I don't care about the circus or the Soleil part. And
circus tight.
Whatever you say, you're one of those elitists.
No, yeah, I'm artistic, Del. Unlike mm-hmm. you,
artistic.
I'm cultural.
Maybe
there. See, he lost his cultural pass just now.
No, I was gonna I was gonna say something rude, and I can't say it because we got people listening that might be offended. I was gonna throw in a U someplace as opposed to an R when you said artistic. No, I don't want any part of the Soleil or the Cirque.
It's
I'm good.
Cirque. That sounds like something for Raheel, I think.
Yeah, it looks like he would be involved.
No, yeah. It's a workout. You know what I'm against in my life?
Working out.
I'm not looking for extras. I don't care.
So the show is incredible. All Cirque shows are unbelievable. But they're basically all old gymnasts. You know, the ones who can do the iron cross moves and stuff like that. Who can do any of their... If you've ever watched a Cirque show, Raheel can't do anything. Now, he's the kind of person that would...
He'll try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's stupid like that.
Yeah, he would try it. But there are like five people from work. Name five people who could possibly go work out at Cirque from who work at the station.
Speaking of which, AJ,
hey, I've got a question about the backflips that you do.
When did he turn into...
So when are we going to be able to... Did I get a hold of anyone
sounds like Oscar De La Hoya. Only
yeah, he does in real life, too.
Really, a little bit. It just sounds like an AJ thing, though. AJ and Raheel?
AJ's they not can bond. Doing this.
Let me ask you this. Did you see the UCLA gymnast?
No, I don't think.
Oh, did you see that, though? She went viral?
Yeah, I saw that.
She was good, man.
She had some swag. She was doing the flips and the splits.
I mean, really good.
UCLA gymnast. You gotta watch floor routine.
Yeah, watch the routine. It's really, really good. She's excellent.
Is this a real routine?
Yes. It was at a meet. I don't know if they call them meets.
Yeah.
Are they gymnastics meets? Or are they
competitions?
Yeah, something.
I don't know.
Whatever they are.
I'm watching.
Let me ask you guys this question. You guys have you heard that we have a government shutdown?
Oh, I am aware.
What do you think has increased markedly in Washington since the government shutdown?
McDonald's sales?
Nope.
What do federal workers do when they're not Pornhub?
That's it.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. You hit it. Pornhub sales going way up in Washington, D.C.
Man, you gotta pass the time. We know Lance does that. He called me a bull earlier this week.
That's not what I said.
Yes, you did. Exactly what you said.
You kind of did.
Talking about that grandma, you're like, does she want you to be a bull, Del? You said that.
That's right. That was pretty good.
For those of you that weren't here.
I killed it with that one.
Del's neighbor does her...
her yard work.
Yard work.
At least once she did it in a bikini.
In a bikini. And now she's building a wall.
And I'm glad of it. I want to keep her out.
But Del can still crawl underneath it.
No, it's like a half a foot. I can't crawl underneath it. I'm not a cat.
You can go around it.
Well, I could climb over it. There's much like the wall that might get built, if no one's attending it, it could be climbed over. But no, I'm not climbing over the wall.
No, we're not going to make a wall that people can climb over. That's not what we're doing here. It's going to be a glass wall. How are you going to climb a glass wall?
There are ways, John.
No. We got to see on the other side because otherwise they're going to throw their drugs on top of us.
And it'll hit one of the Border Patrol guys in the head.
The wall that they're going to throw drugs over.
Someone patrolling, and if we can't see who's over there, I'm going to get hit in the head.
Why do I have to patrol right against the wall?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Anyway, Pornhub stats are way up, so congratulations to them. But I kind of feel like if you're not making any money, should you spend it on porn? Well, porn, if you don't know when your next paycheck's
well,
coming in?
Are they subscribing? Because Pornhub has a free option too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, you, I don't know. I think maybe it. The clicks and the streams are up, but yeah. And that gives revenue to Pornhub, but you don't have to pay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, okay, views are way up, but it doesn't mean that they're paying. Yeah. Oh, good for
they're
them.
Just watching porn to pass the time.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do? Right?
We know what Gilbert does, so why wouldn't
Whoa,
they do it too?
I don't want to know what Gilbert does. I really don't. I really didn't want to think about what Gilbert does in the middle of the night with while he's watching Debbie Does Dallas, because he still has that tape.
VHS is the way he rolls.
Yeah, that is really unfortunate. Marwin, okay, so Marwin was sitting with Alex Bregman, right, at the Rockets game. And next to Jim Crane and his wife. And he has made now, Marwin has made a list of best. You see, this link you put in was wrong. You put the NBA twice.
Okay, it was a list of best available bargains on the free agency market.
And what do they think he's going to go for?
They didn't even give a number. They just said he was number one.
He's number one on the list of bargains?
Yes.
Do you guys think Aledmys Diaz is going to take his place?
Yeah, obviously. That's what he was set up to do.
Well,
right?
Do you think he will take his place
effectively?
Well, effectively.
I mean, I'm not hopeful because our standards are Marwin helped to create a moment that potentially led to a World Series win for the Astros. That's how I remember him. I don't even remember
Game 2's homer.
I don't even remember Marwin the disappointing Marwin for most of last year until he got hot in the second half.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the disappointing part. I remember him fondly.
Yeah.
Marwin.
Yeah.
Marwin. Win.
Everything else.
Marwin, win, win.
Right.
That's all I care about.
No, that is true. Marwin is beloved.
Yeah. You can't just follow up after Marwin. Think you're going to... It's like trying to come in after Bill Spires. Marwin's the first one to pick up that slack.
I think Marwin and Charlie Morton. Well,
yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. They almost get more love than they deserve.
Yeah, right.
In some ways,
but they're understated. I mean, obviously. I mean, and here's the deal with Correa. It's going to be a different. This is a problem because I talked to a guy who went into and none too pleased after he left the arbitration because the team has to actually shoot you down as much as possible. He left there feeling like, what the bleep? You guys hate me. Why would I want to be here? But you have to give your side and tell why you're not supposed to pay his price. You're supposed to pay your price. And Carlos Correa, I hope he's not in there. Because if you're going to try to tell him that, I don't know, the number will probably end up about five. He's going to probably want to, I don't know, seven or so. You're going to have to tell your side of the story, and you're going to have to paint a pretty bleak picture of what Carlos Correa was last year.
Yeah,
honestly. So that is going to be, it really is going to be ugly. And he's going to go, well, what about the year before when I won you a World Series?
And they're going to be like, what? So what do you mean the year before? What do we care?
Yeah.
Carlos is like, I can't believe you're even saying this.
This really is a bad time for him to be coming up for arbitration.
Oh, yeah.
He cost himself a boatload of money.
At least he got it back on track for a few games at the end of the year in the postseason, which is nice. It gives me hope. It's not great financially, though. He did not have a good year last year.
No,
he had a very disappointing year.
He had a really poor year.
Oh, we need to take
this. Oh, let's get Derek. What?
Oh, your boy.
Dana?
I wonder if Mike Greenberg is going to ask those hard-hitting questions of Dana White.
No.
No. He's talking about Cejudo and Dillashaw. Cejudo?
Remember when somebody tried to ask the hard-hitting questions to McMahon, Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon almost came across the tape. They were sitting right next to each other on stools, and Vince McMahon got right in his face.
You sure that wasn't scripted?
No. I think Vince McMahon, first of all, I think Vince McMahon is really that way in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, I think Vince, because somebody was trying to do a piece on Vince McMahon, I think they got a little nervous, like, hey, he's all up in my personal space. I think it was Bob Costas.
Oh, really?
It was Bob Costas.
Yeah, it was an interview with Bob Costas.
Bob Costas didn't script in that.
By the way.
Do you remember seeing it?
No.
I'll show it to you during a break. It makes you nervous.
You know what was really nerve-wracking to watch? Was Mike Tyson being interviewed on a morning show, and the dude mentioned how he was a convicted rapist.
Yeah, Mike didn't take too kindly.
Mike just started dropping F-bombs on him on live TV.
And then the guy tried, it was in Canada, and then the guy tried to like get out of it and start talking about other stuff, and then Mike just couldn't let it go.
No, would not
Mike
let it go.
Shook.
That was unfortunate. All right.
So I'm watching a lot of I'm watching a lot of this. The
UCLA gymnast?
Yeah, but it's not the one that you're talking about. It's an old one that she had that's got a lot of the similar stuff. And all of her teammates do her dance moves in the background. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, all the UCLA teammates do the same thing
background. Well, it's a different one than the one that's viral?
Yes.
Oh. All right, why don't you, we'll get Derek.
These are her moves. This is what she does. Some of it's gymnastics. A lot of it's Michael Jackson.
Yes, Michael. She's a Michael Jackson dancer. Yes,
clearly.
Let's talk about Craig DeSurf. He can dance.
Let's talk about that. That guy is a former bodybuilder. So, you know, he gets swole when it comes to the best prices and the best deals. And that's what Craig DeSurf is all about. That's really, frankly, what my friends over in Angleton are all about at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you are going to get the very best prices. The very best prices. How do they do it? It's not that hard. Their overhead is going to be lower than Houston dealerships. So it's not that hard for them to go to lower cut rate prices. But then on top of it, they are giving out more trade-in value for the vehicle that you're giving. And that's another way that they have control over prices. They can give more trade-in value. Now, dealer specials and programs, that's something that goes across the board nationally. So 0% financing for 72 months for the Buick vehicles, that's out there right now. Chevy 2019 Equinox, they've got $3,500 total cash allowance and $1,000 down payment assistance available for you right now. They also have the same thing going on with the brand new Suburban. Actually, it's the 18 Suburban, $3,500 total cash allowance, $1,500 down payment, and they do the same thing for the 2018 Chevy Tahoe. So if you're looking for a Tahoe, they've got you. If you're looking for a Yukon, they've got you. The Suburban, they've got you. And I can tell you this, from a pickup truck standpoint, the Chevy Silverado and the GMC Sierra pickup truck, unbelievably beautiful with great rides. Get the vehicles that you want with over 300 vehicles in stock right now. And you can go to their website, lancezcars.com, and see their entire inventory, 311 right now. Go find the one that you want and get it at prices that no one else can touch right there in Angleton. It's a few extra minutes. It's a few extra $1,000 they're going to save you as well. Lancezcars.com.
You just heard Raheel talking about the Sabercats and their ability to entertain your children. We're going to give you an opportunity for that as well tomorrow. If you need something to do tomorrow, what better way than to enjoy some free basketball on the beautiful campus of Rice University? We're giving away 2 4-packs of tickets available to you and your family to see Rice women's basketball take on North Texas. It'll be tomorrow at 2 inside Tudor Fieldhouse. You'll see the Owls look to extend their 9-game home winning streak this weekend for free. So the Owls, pretty good at home, the women's basketball team. They play North Texas in a conference game. So callers 1 and 2, if you want to go see Rice play North Texas tomorrow at 2 at Tudor Fieldhouse, we're giving those away right now. Callers 1 and 2, call in right now. Now back to John and that other guy he works with. Who does he work with again?
The other guy. John and the other guy. Derek wants to get in here and talk.
See, does this look like it's fake or scripted? With Vince McMahon. The Vince McMahon, Bob Costas. Oh, my goodness. Does that.
Why did he want to beat his ass? What did he say?
He was just asking regular questions about, like, wrestling or something. This is in 2001 when he was getting the XFL started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was like, he thought he was in a zone where Vince McMahon was the boss of everybody, he thought.
We got to play it. We can't play Mike Tyson because he dropped too many F-bombs.
I don't think Vince McMahon does, but he gets all in Bob Costas's face. That's what I'm saying. This was not a setup. It's from 2001. He gets all up in his face. He's really a twerp. And so he gets all up in his face, and then he snatches the papers out of his hand, and it was a very...
Costas in the news this week, by the way.
Uncomfortable. What's up with Costas?
He left now? NBC.
Oh, left or pushed?
Probably. I think he wanted out of his contract because he wanted to do some other stuff, but yeah, they were like, yeah, we got Tirico now. You're kind of... They say that over the years, though, how much do you think he made at NBC?
Over the years, I'm going to go times. Oh my God, he's been there forever. Over 60 million?
Over 100.
Yeah. Oh my crap.
Ridiculous. Derek is here. He wants to talk about Dell and Cirque du Soleil. What do you say, Derek?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Dell's trying to catch a peek of Bikini Grandma, but there's the wall now. So if he does the Cirque du Soleil workout, he'll be able to scale that wall in no time.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to catch
or
a peek.
Or parkour. What about parkour?
The premise is completely incorrect. I'm not looking to catch a peek. I was assaulted with the peek, and I am glad the wall is now in place. Your premise is all wrong, Derek.
But have you thought about parkour if you do want to get over the wall?
No, it's not that difficult to climb over that wall.
Have you thought about getting rope and some kind of a claw so you can scale it?
A grappling hook?
Oh, grappling
you
hook,
think I
yeah.
should get a grappling hook?
Yeah.
The wall is not 30 feet high. It's like 7.
You're still probably going to need a rope.
But Cirque could help you, though.
If you're not looking for that. Okay. But if you did strengthen your core, it gets easier.
Yeah. Get granny.
I'm not looking to get granny.
Okay. Scaling the wall. You could be like one of the wildings.
No. Oh, the wildlings?
Wildlings.
I'd rather have a dragon take down the wall.
Do you think you're going to buy a dragon to take down her wall?
Yeah, father dragons, yes.
The blue one or the regular
ones?
Yeah,
of course, the blue, the dead one, the one with the blue flames. Yeah. That's the one who took out the wall.
Right.
That made me sad.
I agree. Do you think that Kevin Durant's burner account's not working?
Why?
Do you see the starters?
Oh, and Durant's not on there?
LeBron, Luka, and Paul George.
I saw that.
And then Steph Curry and Derrick Rose in the backcourt. There's your starters.
Right now.
James has fallen further behind.
He has?
He's 400,000 behind.
He's averaging 44 a game. 400,000
behind.
In the
he's
month of
He's not likable. Outside of Houston.
He's not likable anywhere.
Why? He's got a beard?
People outside of Houston don't like him as
Mohawk,
a player.
Beards are huge in the country. Mohawk is big.
I don't know why.
He's not that likable in Houston.
Well, people like him here outside of our bubble.
Yeah, we like what I we like.
He is not a likable figure outside of Houston.
No.
They don't even like the way he plays. Forget about all the off the court stuff. People don't like the way he plays basketball.
Fans don't?
No.
No.
You see the vote?
Yeah.
How is Derrick Rose ahead of him?
He does get
That's
booed.
That's crazy. Everywhere. That's crazy.
How about Giannis, Kawhi, and Joel Embiid? Okay. But in the backcourt, their guards in the East, Kyrie and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, it's us. We're saying goodbye to Dwayne, his final year. So they did it for Kobe too.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But still, I mean, honestly though, what do they have to offer in the East? Kemba? Ben Simmons, Victor Oladipo, Kyle Lowry, Zach LaVine.
Yeah, so are we really...
Jeremy Lin is eighth.
Well, he's being voted on eighth. So are we really have an issue with the retired Hall of Famer playing?
No.
There's nothing...
But after he goes, who's it going to be? Kemba, I guess?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
If he's still in Charlotte.
Yeah, right. And Ben Simmons? The dude that can't shoot at all? I mean, somebody had issue with Russell Westbrook being fourth. Russell Westbrook shouldn't even be on the list.
Well, right. I get it. He's not shooting well, but isn't he averaging a triple-double?
Averaging a triple-double, and he's bad.
It's also popularity. Don't forget what it's for.
No, that's what it's for. But Klay Thompson is better. Damian Lillard is better.
As basketball players this year, absolutely.
Yes. Chris Paul's ninth on the list. Congratulations to him.
Shout out Chris Paul for his early work in the season when he was healthy.
No. Wasn't that good, though.
Oh, yeah. Has Chris Paul played more games or missed more games this year?
He played more. Missed 13.
Well, no, he missed games early, too.
He missed
suspended
early, too.
And being hurt.
18. Has he missed 18? Ooh, so that's close. How many games played does Chris Paul have?
Let's see.
Let's see about that.
Let's see about this.
Chris Paul, I got it right here.
How many million does he make?
He played 26 games. No, he's played more.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So that little theory of yours is how many down millions, the drain.
26 out of how many total Rockets games?
What?
How many total Rockets games have they? How many total games have the Rockets played?
41.
So he's missed
44.
So he's missed 18.
Uh huh. Yeah, 26 and 18. Thank you.
Okay. Well, is it ever going to flip? Will it be more missed than made?
Oh yeah.
Than played.
Well, if he misses,
based on what he just said,
eight more, he's tied.
I have no idea when I'm coming back. Really don't know.
Eight more, he's tied.
Eight more, man. We're talking about it's three more weeks.
He's out for three more weeks.
Do you think every season we're gonna start with Chris Paul really only he played this many games. How many millions per game did he make this year? Is that gonna or how many thousands did he make? Is that gonna be a thing for everybody?
I don't understand why that doesn't happen more. I don't understand why more teams, and maybe the teams do this, but the media doesn't. How many dollars per game played? Really, when you're talking about value, that's value of a player. Durable players. James Harden is durable. James Harden and LeBron are two durable players. And LeBron's played for a long time. No. I don't even have to do this. He's a horse. James plays. LeBron plays. LeBron's starting to break down now.
I don't even like to say that.
I know, but Chris Paul, you shouldn't. I almost feel like you shouldn't pay players that you know are going to miss 20 or more games. Why? If you know for a fact that they will only play 70% of the games, why do you give them 100% of the money so readily?
Well, then you can go to the opposite side of it, and James can be like, well, I played every game, and look at my numbers. You need to pay me more.
Right.
And he does.
But
they do.
But there's a match.
No, like in-game, too. Go, hey, look at my contract for this season. What is my contract worth? Right? Like, what's James making 40. This year? Is it 27? No, he's not making 40.
No, I think he's already up. Yeah, I think he's already up.
Is he at
40.
His 27? No.
He's up at a supermax.
Did that already start?
Yeah, they extended. I think it's already started.
Wait, that's easy to find out. I'm pretty sure he's up at 40.
So, because if we start doing that, then it turns into, 40, cool.
30.
That's 30. He hit the 30
next,
mark.
And the next goes, big jump in his deal is next year when he goes to 37. And then it's 40.
But
he
signed the biggest contract extension of
all time. So our team's ready to do that then?
So he's taken care of. Well, he's already taken care of.
No. But he's playing at 30. Chris is at 40. He's going, hey, look, I'm putting up historic numbers. Mm-hmm. I want more right now this season. But if in season, if you're going to dock guys because they miss games, are owners going to be okay with guys going to them saying, hey, I think I'm overplaying my contract right now. I don't want it in 2 years. I want it right now. I'm overplaying this because if you're going to start docking money for us, we want more.
They usually do.
You know, a lot of guys do that, except
they re-up immediately.
You signed this one. Well, you signed this one.
But here's the difference.
Same thing.
Though.
Well, I signed that one, so you can't take my money.
But this is 100% guaranteed. He's got $200 million.
No, but he's asking why pay him. He's not asking take his money away. He's saying why would you pay a guy? Why would you even offer?
No, I'm not saying take the money away. If you know
because somebody
Chris Paul is going to miss 20 games a year.
But somebody else would have paid Chris Paul.
And they have to, but they know that.
Okay, but why is Daryl Moore, but I guess this is the one move that Daryl has made in his entire duration with the Rockets where I said, this one really doesn't make Daryl sense to me because he's an injury-prone guy who you know is not going to stay healthy. You're given a contract that you're not going to be able – he's been able to get out of some of these other deals. You can't get out of this one.
I think your bias has just leaked through.
Yeah, your bias is leaked through there, Lance. You know what? Because you know why? Because Chris Paul's a champion. He has –
You're just doing this because they've got a champion energy commercial.
What championship did he win?
It's champion energy commercial. That's how you know it's just a segue.
Oh, because
Chris Paul's a champion in my mind. Oh, all his rings?
What would you like to talk about right now, though, John?
Champion, being a champion at 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. Spend more on your electricity. Why would you spend more? If you have more money in your pocket, you can get hotter chicks. So why would you spend more money and have less and let the guys at those other electricity companies get all the chicks? Because they have more money because it's yours. Well, here's the deal. If you're looking to have more money in your pocket, more ladies in your life, well, then all you got to do is go to 1560energy.com. That's right. You save immediately. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.